J-Train Podcast. This is J-Train Jared Fried coming to you live from the quarantine cabin on the Lower East Side of Manhattan. We're here Monday through Friday with your Fried by Noon episodes. That's right! Every single weekday, I am here with the quarantine content that you need. Ooh, I make it hot, and you sip it up good. You get those laughs, and all you gotta do is tell a friend. Tell a friend, a brother, a sister, a mama, a papa, anyone who can hear this show, let them know. Also, if you're on YouTube, love you, YouTube land. I love seeing the comments. Comment anything you like, just do a comment. Come on, YouTube. We need you to drum up some new business. That's right. We're here every weekday with your Fried by Noon episodes. Also, quick reminder, if you are coming to the happy hour night, get your Beach by Noon cocktail ready. That's a vodka soda with a little bit of splashy crayon and a lot of ice. And if you think you got a lot of ice, put in more. And then a lime, a little squeezy of a limesy. That's your Beach by Noon cocktail for tonight's happy hour. It's at 8. If you haven't got a ticket, limited availability, get your tickies now. $10. Listen, I put this out for free every day. You can do, if you'd like. I'm not forcing you. I've gotten some response that, oh, you got to charge. There are people that are out of work. How are you going to charge money? I'm out of work. I'm one of those people. I'm not doing, what do you think I'm doing here? You think Fried by Noon episodes just came out of nowhere? I lost my fucking job. Please, God, help me. No, I'm kidding. If you'd like to come, it's fine. If you don't, that's fine, too. I put out a lot of free stuff for those that can't. And if you're sitting there and $10 is tough for you, I'll give you a free code. That's okay. Send me a DM. You're in. I'll get you in. I have no problem with that. So can't wait for tonight. We have a whole show planned. It's not... You think you know what a Zoom happy hour is. But your boy J-Train, Papa JT, the Sultan of Swipes, the King of Conolingus, the Climax Czar, I put a show together. Welcome to the jungle, baby. Let's do some emails. We're going to do some emails, charcuterie chat. I have a coronavirus rant of the day and then a quick hit questions. Let's do it. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. I have a thank you. J-Train, just wanted to give you a big thank you. I've been listening since the TFM days and watching your podcast turn into a content empire has been amazing to be a part of. I urge every listener to join Patreon. Oh, Coffee with J-Train is the content you need in your life. Coffee with J-Train is a podcast I do every single Sunday, and I call it my sad diary. I basically... Coffee with J-Train was the prelude to Fried by Noon. I like to think that they're cousins. Now with the pandemic putting out content every day, you're the dark king of coronavirus. You're the dark knight of coronavirus, a watchful protector, a not-so-silent guardian. Thanks for all that you do. That's a very nice email. Totes preach. Thank you for writing in. Let's... do some emails here. I love this one. Coming in quarantine. Spelt come, if you know what I mean. Jared, thanks for all the entertainment in this ever-long quarantine. You're the best. My dilemma is that I've always had trouble climaxing with my boyfriend of 2 years, but never have issues on my own. I can come in 30 seconds when I'm alone. What, do you have, a timer out? Go! 30 seconds! I did it! I beat the world record! but it takes a long time when I'm with my guy, if I even get there. Oh, that's one of those sentences I hope he doesn't hear. But it takes a long time when I'm with my guy. If I even get there, and then all the women start laughing with their white wine. Oh, what a loser! I am very attracted to him, and he does turn me on, and I really enjoy our sex, but what gives? We have spent a lot of time together during this quarantine as we live in the same complex, and I haven't been able to get there like I want, but have not told him so. as I'm afraid it will hurt him. What should I do? Any help or advice is appreciated. Thanks a ton. The answer is simple. The answer's in the email. I haven't been able to get there like I want, but I have not told him so. You gotta tell him! Guys, yeah, it's gonna hurt. It's gonna hurt. It hurts me. The one out of 1,000 times I can't get my girlfriend off. One out of 1,000,000. It hurts my feelings. The one out of 10 million. You know, not everyone has, you know, my skill. No, I'm saying it hurts the confidence. But I think when you're with someone, you treat it like a video game you're trying to beat. It's not as much a... You're there with them. We want to know... Guys want to get you off. This is the not-so-subtle secret. You know, there's this, like, loud minority of, like, oh, men don't care about you coming. We do. We do. We want to win. We are competitive beings. We want to beat the video game. We want to beat the video game that is your orgasm. So you need to say something. You need to talk to him because he's not a mind reader. We also have egos. So we think that we're always getting you off. How did that feel? You know, how many times has the guy asked you, how'd that feel? And you're like, oh, I gotta tell him. Because guys, we have an ego, and that put with no talk means you're not gonna get off. So you gotta sit him down. You gotta be like, you gotta be more active in the bed, more active chatter. You gotta be like the head of the defense in basketball. Hey, move it over here. Move it over there. Hey, 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 move, move, up, top, top, slower, softer, easy. You have to give him direction. And then you have to say, you know, maybe while you're giving direction, you stop and you go, hey, let's stop for a second. I really like it when you do this. I really like it when you do that. Pull off. You have to be a positive coach. Hey, softer. No, even softer. I love it when you do this. I love it. I love it when you do this. I love when you do that. A little bit easier there. It's all in the language. It's all during the moment. You're into it. He's into it. It can't be afterwards with like, and you never made me come. It's like, well, you didn't say anything. Let's talk it out. Let's be you up top. When he's going down on you, you up top. You have to be, you know, the team captain on the sidelines. Hey, hey, yeah, up, up, down, down, softer, lower, higher. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. My ex-boyfriend, now current boyfriend, refollowed his live-in ex. JTrain. Extra thankful for the content you've been putting out to keep me sane. I've rated, reviewed, subscribed. I'll keep on telling friends, telling a friend, friend, friend. Love it. I've been dating my boyfriend for about 6 months. We met a couple years ago, and he hit me with the I'm not looking for a serious relationship right now with me. He ended up dating someone about a month later, but would continue to reach out to me. I had unsubscribed from everything, but he still followed me. I'll admit, there were times I did respond to him while he had a girlfriend because I still cared about him and was intrigued. He ended up living with her for a little bit and would still text me. I knew it was wrong to respond, but I always felt like we had unfinished business and hadn't met anyone else. Anyway, they break up and he pursues me again. I was so happy. I knew these were all red flags, but I thought it could be different with him. At the beginning, I expressed my anxieties that if he could reach out to me while he dating his ex, who is to say he wouldn't do the same thing while dating me? He assured me that wouldn't be the case, and that he knew him and I were in it for the long haul. Cue up my emotional masturbation. The first few months were amazing. I know he really cares about me. He was making plans for the future, but a couple weeks ago, I saw that he started refollowing his ex that he lived with on Instagram. Dun dun dun. I know he did it recently because I would check semi-frequently. I know that should answer all of my questions that I feel need to check for that. I called him out and he unfollowed her. Although I appreciate the unfollow, that wasn't the point. He doesn't understand that the point is that he found it necessary to refollow her in the first place while dating me, knowing my anxieties about it. We talked it out, but I can't get over it. He really is not a horrible person, but I don't think I'll ever get past this. I need to end it, but I'm so torn between knowing he is capable of treating me well and that I can see myself with him. But I don't think I can ever stop worrying about him talking to his ex. Basically, I just need a pep talk and coaching on how to break up with him. Also, we have a trip Memorial Day weekend planned with his friends, so that's fucking with me too. Sorry for the rambling novel. So, I'll say this. Let me first talk about the trip you have planned. You're not going on the fucking trip. The trip is canceled, okay? And let me read what you wrote to me. Also, we have a trip Memorial Day weekend planned with his friends. He'll be fine, okay? You didn't want to go on that trip anyways with his friends. Fuck that. So the trip, also, you can count the amount of money that it will cost you to just pay that trip to go away. It's not that much. What, you going to the fucking Ocean City, Maryland? You're worried about the $50 it costs to go to Secrets? Who knows if Memorial Day is even happening this year? It might be canceled. Now let's get to the boyfriend. The reason he came back to you, you need to end this. Because he came back to you. You're sitting here wondering, oh, well, I thought he could be different from me. No. The reason he came back to you is because he knew. He knew that you had the give that he needed to act whatever way he wanted. Because he left you and went to the new girl and could still message you, that is you giving a subtle message that you're on board for antics. Think about it like this. We all have pants that we don't put in the dryer because we're like, man, if I put them in the dryer, they won't fit when they come out. You are the worn out pants that he knew would give with his situation. So I'm not saying that he's not capable of being good for someone else or that you are a dummy by any means. This happens to all of us, but the reason he came back to you is because he knew that he could act the way he does with you because you've already approved it in his other relationship. You were on board for messaging while he had a girlfriend, so why wouldn't you be on board for taking his apologies when he messages his ex again? You gotta break up. This is not a relationship that is perfect, and you will find better for you. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. This is titled, Let's Give This a Shot. Hey, JTrain, found you from BurtCast and been loving and sharing the show. Thank you. I love Burt Kreischer. All of you should go follow him. The BurtCast is great. I was a guest on there. Ooh. I'm a 20-year-old male virgin. Dated two girls very, very short term in high school and nothing after because I thought I should mature before I date. Okay. I had decided to start dating in college, but now that's canceled thanks to Corona. Thinking, should I try the apps that I haven't used and how should I go about this virgin shit if I use the apps and in college in the future? Not sure if I just lie and get it out of the way or wait for someone I care about. Thanks for the shelf. For my brain while I stock shelves. So, listen, buddy. I love this email. I appreciate it. You're 20. You're a virgin still. No embarrassment there. I lost my virginity at 19. So, I'm no fucking champ. And you aren't either. And we're all very similar. So, there's no reason. I love that because what I love about this email is it's very male. The female version of this could have been, I'm still a virgin. How do I let guys know so they don't run away? I want to lose it with the right guy now that I've waited this long. This guy's 20 and he's like, get this shit out of me. I can't be this virgin forever. And the longer it goes, the longer it fucking fucks with my head. And how am I going to meet a girl? Do I just lie to him? And do I just come somewhere in a plant and just call that fucking? I love this because he's thinking the exact way I was thinking, the exact way a lot of guys are thinking. Virginity to a 20-year-old guy, it feels like a disease. It feels like you got the coronavirus and you got to quarantine away for a couple weeks. I get it. He's asking, should he go on the apps? I think you should always be honest about your sexuality, whatever that may be. You should always be honest. Be upfront. Here's the beauty of being upfront with your virginity. The person that you're with will see vulnerability. They're going to see that, oh, he cares to let me know. And let them teach you. Maybe they'll help you feel more comfortable through the process. If they know you don't know, then they're going to be more caring than if you walk in and be like, oh, I've been to the fuck game before. And then you start rubbing a ball and they're like, what are you doing? I've never done this before. You're like, isn't this what sex is? Do you know what I mean? So my advice to you is own your inexperience and start going the apps and, like, you know, do some swiping just to get to do some swiping to get some reps to talk to girls. See what that conversation is like. But I would also reach out to, like, some people from high school. See what they're doing. See how your exes are doing. The two short-lived ex. How you been? What are you doing at home? Just know that there are people your age that are fucking stuck at home, too. That don't have to, that got kicked out of their colleges, too. I feel for you because the college experience is so fun. You're like, I'm there. I'm on my own. I'll figure out this virginity shit. And then they're like, get the fuck out, dude. And it's like, start reaching out to high school friends, reconnect with people. I know you were like, I'm out of this town, fuck this town, but it doesn't have to be that way. Everyone's growing up, everyone's figuring themselves out. You don't have to be the same person you were in high school. Reach out to some old high school friends, hang out with them, and let girls know that you are a virgin, and they will go, oh, okay, now I know I can hold his hand through this. I know what to expect. The key to life is under-promise, over-deliver. Not the opposite around. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Quarantine King, feathers all around. I ended things with a lady back in November over us just not being the match. She would reach out drunk occasionally, and when she would end things with other guys, saying things like, you were always nice to me. I would always be cordial but distant, and the convo wouldn't go on very long. A couple days ago, she reached out through Snap and asked me how I was doing in quarantine. I answered that I was fine and asked her the same question. She sent back a nude saying, good, I told you I would finally get back in shape. It's kind of, I told you I'd hit the gym. Here's my tip. I responded with a, wow, you look great, in a moment of horny confusion. Yeah, you were really confused. No, you were playing along. You're single. It's cool. I get it. She sent a snap. She showed a titty. Look at I'm working out. Ooh, you look great. I get it. This is all kosher, baby. And I'm the rabbi. I hear that. My girlfriend just made an audible, grossed out noise. Obviously, she looked fucking hot. I am single and not talking to anyone seriously right now, but I don't want to pursue things with her, even if she only wanted to hook up. She has since sent me two more nudes last week. How can I tell her as nicely as possible to stop this? Because right now I feel like I'm in an arm wrestle with my penis. It's a tough spot, buddy, because, you know, you want to be nice, but you don't want to be mean. And I get it. And also, she's reaching out to you not because she likes you. She's reaching out to you in moments of she's coming to you. You're the confidence factory, and she's coming to pick up, you know, a satchel of confidence. You're the market, and she's coming to pick up a cup full of confidence. That's what you are to her. So this isn't personal to you. This is her problem, where she's feeling down, she's feeling lonely, and because you ended things in November, probably what sounds like in an appropriate and honest way, you're the good guy. So she's always going to go back to the good guy because the good guy made her feel good and didn't make her feel cheap. The way you say, what you should say to her is, ha, it's tough because how do you like, you of course every guy wants to get naked pictures from a girl, but I do understand why you're like, listen, the more she sends it, the more I'm just like, I'm put in a position where then I end up hooking up with her, and then we're back to square one where I have to tell a girl who doesn't have high confidence that she's not the match. I would say, hey, I appreciate you sending me these nudes. You look fantastic, but I'm exploring things with other people right now, and I would appreciate if you didn't send them to me anymore. Then, and she'll be cool with that. Just, I'm exploring things with other people. That's vague enough to say, like, hey, I'm kind of maybe sort of gonna go on the road of maybe a girlfriend, which you're not, that's fine. And then you unsubscribe on Snap. That's kind of, you know, that's basically the same thing as you going, hey, I got a girlfriend and it's getting me in trouble that you're sending me these things still. The message has been sent. And if you unsubscribe on Snap, then you have taken away the temptation. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Pandemic wedding invitation. I love these emails. You guys are sending some hot ones tonight. Hey, Jared. Thanks for the laughs during the quarantine. My friend from college, also Penn Staters. We are. Is getting married. I really hope football comes back, I gotta say. Is getting married in early June, and I am in the wedding party. Their backup plan for if their venue is closed is to have the wedding at their family's farmhouse outside of Philly. He says they will have the ceremony with everyone involved, but physically distanced. And the older people will then leave, and younger people, less at risk, will stay for the party, which will really just be hanging out and no dancing. Hey, why are they pushing for this? I understand that they don't want to move the date of their wedding, but am I wrong for being annoyed that they are expecting the guests to just ignore the social distance rules? The wedding group chat asked if what if large gatherings are still illegal. And they said they will still be going through with their plans. I'm not willing to get fined for being a part of this. I live in NYC and have been quarantined here and think this is irresponsible and rude to ask your guests to do this. But I also know it's a little far out to formally cancel. I don't think I will go unless things do dramatically get better by then. But does it suck for me to wait until the week before to say I won't be there? Am I the dick for not going? My thought is that they're putting themselves in the position for most people to cancel last minute, but I also know that this sucks for them. If I wasn't in the wedding, I would feel less bad about not wanting to go. I guess the question is, do I let them know now that I probably won't come unless there is a miracle between now and then? Or do I wait until I see how things are and cancel a week or two before? So, I love this email. I was in a very similar position. I had a wedding the weekend, and you can go, it's on my Instagram. I posted a picture from it the weekend of people going into quarantine was this wedding, and I was in the wedding. The people having the wedding did kind of leave it up like come or go. It wasn't really, you know, there wasn't a lot of direction. In the same way, you're not getting a lot of direction. It does sound like they. What you do, what a lot of people at this wedding the night before said no. One guy came to the wedding, went to the rehearsal dinner, and then midway through the rehearsal dinner looked at the guy having the wedding and was like, I gotta get out of here. And it's like, I think everyone was given a pass. I don't know because I stayed. I was at the wedding. I know that the person having it was appreciative. I think that you... I don't say anything now. Wait this out. I would get to 2 weeks before, and then I would go to the guy and I would say, hey, what's the plan here? And they know they're living in a world that exists today. They're in the same world as you. They're hearing the same news items. They're going through with this, knowing what's going on as much as you know what's going on. So if you say 2 weeks before, hey, this still doesn't look like it's turning around, I'm letting you know next week I'm going to give you a more final answer, but as of now, I'm not coming. Yeah, your friendship might be changed, but I guess that's like the risk they're taking as well. You understand why they're having the wedding. The empathy you're giving out, I would assume that will be given back. So if you understand why they're having the wedding, they should understand why you don't come to the wedding. And if they can't, then this isn't a friendship built on empathy. Then maybe this is not as strong a friendship as you thought it was before. But I understand where you're coming from. I mean, I'll just tell you this. Like, their plan of, like, old people leave. Like, that's not going to work. Their plan of, like, everyone just... We're going to do dancing, but from 6 feet away, and they're going to put a ruler in between you. The minute alcohol gets involved is the minute everyone's talking closer to you. There's just no way to avoid it. Don't you know when people drink, they come up to you, they go, hey, how you been? It's been a while. And they're breathing hot breath in your face. I'm telling you from experience, the minute people start drinking, that social distancing shit, not happening. Grandpa is going to be on the dance floor going, I'm not old. I'm 60's the new 20. And you're going to be like, Grandpa's going to die. So I'm just letting you know. I know what's going to happen. you giving empathy out, it should come back in. But I would wait 2 weeks. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're going to do one more email. Before we get to that, I am sponsored, okay? They don't sponsor these podcasts, but they sponsor the other JTrain podcasts, the Tuesday and Friday ones. So what I wanted to do, give them a shout out so that if you can use, I give you promo codes. Every sponsor has a promo code. If that can help you, then you can help me. That's the deal. Brooklinen, comfort is king. Shop the huge site-wide sale at brooklinen.com on Wednesday, April 29th. And if you can't wait for that, get 10% off your first order right now when you go to brooklinen.com and use code JTrain. Scentbird, 30% off your first month today. That's $10 for your first fragrance at scentbird.com/JTrain. Noom, small steps lead to big progress. Set up for your free trial today at noom.com/JTrain and start losing weight for good. Quip, now's the time to make good habits. Start brushing your teeth with Quip. Go to getquip.com/JTrain to get your first refill free. ZipRecruiter, get hired. If you're looking for a job, go to ziprecruiter.com/work together. All of those promos and all those deals are in the description for every episode. Let's do one more, and then we'll move on to the rant and charcuterie chat. Hey, Jared, your podcast is getting me through an out-of-the-blue breakup, so keeping bringing us the ha's. My boyfriend just broke up with me, saying he doesn't want to be with me out of nowhere. After insisting to meet my family and saying I love you, I'm having a really hard time getting over it, and the fact that we are all stuck at home doesn't help to move on. I had a really good situationship with another guy for almost 9 months before meeting my now ex. We were almost dating, meaning doing everything a couple would do, but never had the exclusivity discussion, so I assumed he's dating other people, and I did too until I met my now ex. So I told the guy that I've met someone else and that my now ex BF asked me to be his girlfriend. The guy confessed his love for me, The guy confessed his love for me, but I said I waited for him to give me more in this situationship and that he lost his shot. Question, should I reach out to the guy and reignite that flame, or is it not fair to him to use him as a rebound? If yes, how do I start the convo? So basically, to rehash, she had a situationship with a guy. She was dating other people. One of them turned into a boyfriend. This guy said, I love you. And then she said, you waited too long. And now she's broken up and she's wondering if she should go back to the I love you guy. I think she needs to do a little bit of looking in the mirror. You say your boyfriend broke up with you out of the blue after he said he wanted to say, I love you. You need to heal a little bit. I'm not saying that this old guy might not be the one. I'm just saying, when you get broken up out of the blue, it is very tempting to go, well, he dumped me and I'm the loser. He's the winner. Goodbye. I think now is the time for a little bit of reflection. You wrote something very specific in your email. The guy confessed his love for me, but I said I waited for him to give me more in this situationship, and he lost his shot. To me, it sounds like you were just waiting for one of these hookups to turn into a boyfriend. It sounds like you don't take a lot of control in your relationships. It sounds to me like you don't have control of your own taste. You're just waiting for if he likes me, then I like him. Because you said, after insisting to meet my family and saying I love you, did you love him? Did you really like him? I know you're having a hard time. And listen, I'm not looking to blame the emailer, but you're the one who's came to me. So I'm having a really hard time getting over it. And the fact that we're all stuck at home doesn't help me to move on. You never once wrote about what you miss about this guy. I'm not saying you don't miss him specifically, but the way this whole scenario worked out now I'm thinking back to the guy who said, I love you, but I told him it wasn't, you were too late. I already moved on with someone who said, I love you first. That's how you're judging who you date? Whoever says, I love you first, I'm in. Like, I'm, I think you need to do some, like when I get, when I end any relationship, when I've ended any relationship, I look, okay, what did I do wrong? What can I do better? What do I want for my next relationship? What do I want? What do I like? What do I don't like? So, yeah, if you have good memories with this guy, send him a text. Hey, it's been a while. I just want to say what's up, see how you're doing. I mean, that's fine. But also understand that a lot of guys, when they were just hooking up with someone and then they come back and then it ends and then the girl comes back, they stay. They're like, oh, good. She's down for just hooking up. So if you're looking for more, you're going to have to, it's going to be harder the second time around with this guy. The second time around, you're going to come back to him and he's going to go, and he's going to be, oh, whoa, look who's back. I guess you're good. You know, we can just start fucking again. If you want him to be more, you're going to have to put up a little bit more of a, you're going to have more taste and admit to your taste and not take below it from him. And he's going to sit there going, well, you came back to me. I know, but I kind of like you and I want to see go on dates and be a real thing and see if this could work. So he might not be up for that. He might be up for just hooking up and he might have just said, I love you to try and keep you in the just hookup zone. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're here every single Monday through Friday. Again, if you're coming to the happy hour tonight, pumped to have you. We have a show. We got a show for you. Don't you know we got a show for you, you little baby. Let's do... I want to do the coronavirus rant of the day. Hit the music, Shelby. Today's coronavirus rant of the day is about people telling you what the future will hold. Right now, there is this weird group of people who are out there being like, the world will never be the same again. Oh, you're going to be wearing gloves and you're never going to kiss your grandmother. And you're never, and you're going to, the restaurants are all going to be sad and some woman's going to be crying in the corner. And it's like, nobody knows what's coming. Let's start at that. So why don't you take a minute to not be Nostradamus? You're not Nostradamus. You don't know a fucking thing. You have no idea what's going to happen. You know today that you're scared about tomorrow. That's all you know. But for all those people, oh, the world is going to change. Ooh, yeah, and times are going to be different. You sound like you're a fucking preacher in a megachurch. And you're going to be walking through the streets and a single woman's going to try and get her baby fed. And she's not going to be able to afford the formula. And it's like, shut the fuck up. You don't know what's coming. All you know is that you're scared, just like all of us. Don't be so sure. All these people that are so sure about how hard tomorrow's going to be, or we're never going to go to a football game again, or we're never going to see basketball again, or a plant will never grow. You don't know as much as I don't know. And stop saying, this is the new normal, as if you called this. You have no idea. You don't know what the new normal is because that will change tomorrow and change again the next week. So stop walking around with your Nostradamus pick of the future, because here's the other thing. No one can ever tell you you're wrong. You're either right and we're like, wow, you really called this, or you're wrong and we're all living our normal lives and we're happy. And no one comes back to go, hey, idiot, remember when you were telling us we were going to wear gloves on our feet for the rest of our lives? Remember when you told us that we'll never be able to hug an older woman? Yeah, you were wrong. You're a piece of shit. All you were doing was scaring people so that you could look smart. No one's ever going to say that to you. That's today's coronavirus rant of the day. You can send in your coronavirus rants at jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Let's do the charcuterie chat. I'm going to table this charcuterie chat for another day because we're already getting late on here. Let's do the quick hit questions. Hit the music, Shelby. Why did seeing my ex on Hinge make me sad? It's a symbol. It's a symbol that it's over, that he's moved on, that this chapter of your life is now The book has turned a page. Totally normal. It doesn't mean you miss him. It means that you know, it's sad to grow up. It's sad to have to change. It's sad to see someone living a life that you used to know. Good date night in movie. I would tell you right now, there is a movie on Netflix that I got high with my girlfriend and we watched and laughed our asses off. Is with Adam. What the hell is his name? Marriage Story? No, not Adam Driver. Workaholics guy. He's Adam Devine. Adam Devine's movie on Netflix where it's like Die Hard is so fucking hilarious. How to slow down the dating process during quarantine. Don't just want to hang at his place. You don't have to slow it down. I think you can shelve it. Hey, this has been a lot of fun. It's been great getting to know you. I'm going to, you know, kind of hang with my friends and talk to my friends, but you have my number. Let's go on a date when this is done, whenever that might be. Do you think people are more likely to date one person or multiple people during quarantine? I think people are more likely to talk to a bunch of people. No one's dating right now that you're meeting. You're not dating that person. You're getting to know them. You're talking. You're hanging out. You're virtually hanging out. Okay, let's see what happens. I would do a lot of shelving, not a lot of slowing. My old situationship still texts to check in, even though he has a girlfriend and lives 12 hours away. Why? You are a source of entertainment. You have to think of it that way. You're not a source of, oh, what would have been. He gets a little bit of a little charge in his balls every time you respond because you're someone who said yes to his naked body once before. How do I know it's love and not just lust? Well, I think it becomes easier when you start making that person a priority in your life. The minute you start making a priority for them and then they do the same for you and make each other's responsibility when sex isn't even on the table. Ghosted me after multiple dates but still follows on IG. Why? Should I force unfollow? You should do whatever's good for your personal well-being. If seeing him in the watched your stories list bothers you, you should block and force unfollow. But the reason he watches is because you just like to see someone you find attractive who has said yes to you, it is just living their life. There's a certain ownership in knowing that that person was on board for seeing you naked. Any social life tips while working weekends? Try to make time. I work weekends. I travel every weekend. I do shows at night. I do shows during very social time. You have to be okay with saying, hey, I can come for an hour before I start. Or, hey, let's put away this type of time. You have to be a better planner. What would you do if you couldn't do comedy? I'd be out in the street just screaming. Why does guy I used to talk to text me randomly, talk for a few messages, then ignore me? Again, you are a source of dopamine. It feels good to receive a text from anyone. It's like a gift. You open it up, you see what's inside. Cat or dog person? I like dogs, but even the way I just said that, someone would say to me, oh, you hate dogs. So dog people are fucking crazy too. Would you ever scream at Love Island episodes? I would scream at a lot of shows. The live scream is a lot of work. I'm not saying like, oh my God, I'm at the coal mine every day. I'm just saying when I scream at The Bachelor, that's me setting aside a night. Just like that last message, I have to set aside a night to scream at The Bachelor to not scream with my girlfriend. So I have to set, the reason I do The Bachelor is because it has a beginning, middle, and end. The problem with screaming at Love Island is there's so many seasons, I'm so behind, it seems to never end. Also, the problem, 90 Day Fiancé, people ask me to scream at that all the time. 90 Day Fiancé is a fantastic show, but it's so well edited that I start watching an episode and I don't know when it ends. I don't know where the beginning, where the end is. It never feels like a full fleshed out story with an arc. The Bachelor, Listen to Your Heart, and Love is Blind had beginning, middle, end. And that's what I look for in a live stream situation. Should I end the friendship if they won't listen to J-Train, even if I've told them multiple times? Yes. Move on. Guy texts me nonstop for weeks and suddenly stops. Why? Should I ask? P.S. He just had a breakup. Yeah, you are a sort... All these people that you're like, why are they texting? Stop being confused. Stop acting like anyone acts differently than you. You text people because you're lonely. They text you because they're lonely. Just because they text also doesn't mean that they want more than that. How many times have you spent the day texting with someone? And then they're like, we should hang out. And you're like, ooh, I thought we were just texting. That's how they feel with you a lot of times. Guy I'm dating never says thank you. Meals, drinks, food, etc. How can I tell him it offends me? To me, that's like, you guys are, that's not a match. If I saw someone just not thanking people, that's to me like a deal breaker. Like, you don't say thank you. How would I ever go to like, how will I go to any of the events that I have planned? But how will I go to the cotillion? How do I tell someone they gave me an STD? I'm sure. You need to pick up the phone and you need to say, hey, I have this. I'm 99.9% sure it's from you. What are we going to do? And stop talking. Good quarantine date night ideas to surprise your man with. Two words. Blow job. Why do guys say they'll text back, but then they don't? Because they know you want to hear that they'll text back. They want to stay in it's getting out of the door. Anything to do to get out the door while still being a nice guy, guys will do. Sexting an ex's friend. Thoughts? Yeah, I hope he's on board for a secret. Thank you, guys. Every episode, keep sending your emails. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Boom.